before we use up, thank you very much, Mel. Before we use up the rest of the time and questions, we want to have Jim wants to have a few moments here to comment on the commenters, which seems only fair.
Just want to take a couple minutes to respond to Dr. Olesker's very valid criticism that I did not go in detail into this phrase, decline of Congress, as to what I mean by this phrase. I think we have to keep in mind that if you go back 30 years or 20 years, when you look at the reform literature of that period, the concept of a declining Congress pertained primarily to the Congress of the 30s and 40s, a rubber-stamp Congress that was totally dominated by the executive. It's difficult to say that the Congress of today is a rubber-stamp Congress, although I would still argue that in many respects the executive branch, particularly through the bureaucracy, dominates and controls what goes on in the houses of Congress. But more fundamentally, what I mean by the decline of Congress is that Congress has declined in terms of the quality of its legislation. The legislation that it drafts is very poorly drafted. We have a similar phenomenon in the Supreme Court of the United States regarding the declining quality of opinions. I think there's been a decline in the quality of debate in both houses of Congress. And above all, I think there's a decline in the sense that Congress is unable to perform its constitutional responsibilities. If we assume that one of its constitutional responsibilities is not only to make laws, but also to promote limited government, Congress has certainly fallen flat in that respect. This pertains especially to the judiciary, because with regard to that branch, Congress has done absolutely nothing to check the expansion of judicial power. Its inability to do so must be taken as an aspect of its decline, because it certainly used to be able to perform that function just a century ago.